This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. I'm hurt more so for myself, for Mike. I came up short for Mike. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good.
That was none other than Anthony Edwards sitting at the podium with Conley, Mike Conley, after the Wolves lost Game 5 in a destructive fashion and ending their second season where they got to the Western Conference Finals but could not get over the hump and get to the NBA Finals. We're now joined by John Krasinski, who was there for all of it. Some great coverage from you, John, and it was quite a nice watch. Yeah, it's 2 years in a row that it has been an entertaining ride, but with very disappointing endings.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, it's just like I think the biggest way to put it is disappointment, because you're talking about a franchise that forever and ever has been at the bottom rung of American sports, and now suddenly finds itself very much just in the thick of pseudo contender status, and they get to these points the last 2 years and right on the doorstep of going and playing for a championship, and then they flame out spectacularly. So, you know, in the moment, it's obviously incredibly disappointing the way that they kind of show up in these game fives, and makes it hard to really appreciate how far this team has really come in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's really, you know, when you think about it, I was having this conversation with somebody after the Wolves had beaten the Warriors, and I said, you know, you really have to, you know, I'll never say that Ant is a better player than Kevin Garnett, because Kevin Garnett is probably my all-time favorite player, and, you know, he was multiple first-team All-NBAs and MVP and all that other stuff, but the Ant group has certainly accomplished more than the KG group did, given that the KG group won only two playoff series the whole time he was here, and the Ant group has now won four playoff series and been in the playoffs four straight years. So this team has been far more, it's accomplished more over a longer period of time than any of the KG teams did.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I really do think, Corzo, that this is, we're entering as close as we've come to a golden age of Timberwolves basketball. I mean, when you look at what they have been able to do the last couple of years, advancing in the playoffs, beating really accomplished star players along the way in both of those runs, and getting to a point where the public in Minneapolis and in St. Paul and in Minnesota in general starts to believe in this franchise in a way that I don't think it ever has before, maybe outside of 2004. This is the best it's ever been. I do believe that. And part of that is that you have this dynamic star in Anthony Edwards, who still is so young, but given his style of play, the way that the ball is always in his hands, the kind of different ways that he attacks defenses as opposed to what Kevin Garnett did, who Kevin Garnett was unbelievable as an offensive player, but, you know, maybe one of the best defensive players of all time, just a different style. It's just been thoroughly entertaining to watch. And so where they go from here will be interesting, but I think I'd be hard pressed to say anything else than, yeah, this is the most successful period of Timberwolves basketball. And Anthony Edwards, it all coincides with Edwards' arrival as the new face of the franchise, you know, 5 years ago now.
Well, and he's a guy who just exudes confidence. And so that clip that we played, that some people, even the ESPN talking heads, didn't go, you know, a couple of them said they thought they were disappointed that he wasn't hurt, or, and then I think one of the commentators on there, I think Kendrick Perkins or one of them, said he's just, I think it was maybe Mike Wilbon, said he's just not going to admit that he's hurt. He doesn't want to let that down. But I think that Ant, and you've been around him a lot, I've never met him, but he just seems to me, and I know that his coach in college, the guy from Georgia who used to be at Marquette, what's his name again? Do you know?
Tom Crean.
Put out a tweet and said, you guys don't understand, this is how Ant always is. Ant is very positive. And, you know, given what he went through in his life, where he lost his grandmother and his mother within an 18-month period and basically was... had no leadership in his life, he's not going to look at a loss in a game and view that's some tragedy of life. He's going to be positive going forward and say, we can learn from this and move on. So I had no problem with his comments after that game, or really any of the games in my mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important to have that context. You know, I know that there is this yearning for Michael Jordan, for Kobe Bryant, for the brooding star that, you know, just takes everything so seriously and lives and breathes it and all of those things. But I do think that when you look at Anthony Edwards, like you said, he has suffered far greater loss in his personal life when he was young, 14 years old, than anything that could happen to him on the basketball court. But I also want people to be aware that just because he says he isn't hurt right now by the loss does not mean that he is taking it easy and it's not going to affect him going forward. You know, I saw how he took the loss to Denver 2 years ago in the playoffs and then really threw himself into summer workouts to get to a point where they beat Denver last year. You know, I do believe that he will look at the things that happened in the Oklahoma City series and tailor his workouts this summer to help him deal with some of the problems that the Thunder were presenting. And he's going to come back even better than he was this year. He is a very determined and motivated dude. He's just not one of those guys that is going to chew on glass in front of the public and tell them that, you know, this is the only thing that matters in his life. It's just not the way that he operates.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, and one of the things, the one thing I would, we were not able, except for one game, I mean, the Wolves were not able to stop their superstar, okay? And they were able to stop Ant, you know, Ant from beating them scoring. For example, when you look at game four, and everyone said, boy, Ant only did this. Well, the Wolves scored 126 points, shot 55%, shot 42% from, I mean, that was an outstanding offensive performance. Okay, so whatever Ant was doing in that game by getting off the ball, it worked. Okay, the bigger problem was the next game. You know, at the start of that game, John, and I know you were there. Ant was doing the same thing. He set up like three or four guys for wide open threes that if they hit him, they're maybe up 12-2 at the start of the game. Instead, they all missed, and then they fell apart. But the first couple possessions of that game, Ant was doing the right thing again. But the guys weren't making the shots, which can happen. And then they just melted down, and it looked Nas and Julius looked like they had never played basketball before. So they very much got intimidated. But I'm wondering why the Wolves defense, if I'm looking at the series, the Wolves defense had one good game, the game they won. Their offense had at least two good games they played. But other than that, they were pretty much all played.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, and very simply, like Oklahoma City is just a better team than the Timberwolves. I mean, 68 wins in the regular season, the best point differential in the history of basketball in the regular season. Like, this is a very, very good Oklahoma City Thunder team. But I do think the thing that separates the Thunder from the Timberwolves right now, I will go to, you know, my deathbed saying this, Scott, that I think the ceiling that the Timberwolves can hit is nearly as high as the ceiling that the Thunder can hit, just from a pure talent standpoint, 1 through 8 or 9 guys, their potential to play a great game is as high as the Thunder's. We saw it in game 3. We really saw it in game 4. They were fantastic in game 4 as well. They lost by 2 points. The issue is that the Thunder are so much more disciplined, are definitely have a higher basketball IQ. And so you can rely on the Thunder to hit that ceiling much more consistently than the Wolves would. And so the Thunder just by their overall basketball IQ and their every person just knowing exactly what their role is and what needs to happen, were able to reach their highest level more often than the Wolves were. And I do think that there are some limitations that the Wolves were facing, both with in basketball IQ and also just with consistency. I mean, Nickeil Alexander-Walker was great in game 4, couldn't hit a shot in game 5. Jaden McDaniels was 0-for-6 to start the game in game 5. And so when you get behind like that against a team as good as the Thunder, then you're in quicksand, and the harder you spin your wheels, the deeper you go. And I just think that was the issue that really did them in game 5, is that poor start and some of the role players who just were not able to reach that level over and over again in this series.
Now, regarding the new owners coming in, has there been any talk? Have you had any talk from the new owners related to their wish for a new arena and how they want to get that done?
Yeah, they definitely, I really do expect, Scott, that sometime in June, we will have a vote of approval for Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez. And I don't think it's going to be very long after they are officially taking the baton from Glenn Taylor that you will hear discussions about an arena. I don't know how detailed the plans will be right away, but I do know that ownership group has been looking hard at an arena. They know that they have to do it. There will be many questions about it. How are they going to fund it? where is it going to be, all of those things. But what they do know is that they have seen the revenue generated from Target Center over the last 2 years in the playoffs, and it's just not nowhere near enough. And so if this team wants to be, you know, a contender, wants to pay the luxury tax going forward, all of those things, they are going to need a new arena, and you're going to see them be very aggressive in trying to kind of get that out into the public discourse and get that moving forward.
One other thing, Kevin Durant, your thoughts?
I love him as a player. I've always wanted to cover him. I know that the Wolves did have discussions about trading for him at the trade deadline. And so, you know, if you would have asked me after the second round of the playoffs, what do I think? I would say probably unlikely, given how good Julius Randle was mm-hmm. in those first two rounds and really how good he was down the stretch of the regular season. But now, given what Randle did in the conference finals and how up and down he was, I would imagine we've seen Tim Connelly be ultra aggressive in making trades. And so I would imagine they at least explore the idea and at least look at it. Now, they're not going to trade Jaden McDaniels as part of a package for Kevin Durant. And so we will see. But just given how things ended, I could absolutely see the Wolves revisiting that idea and seeing if there's some possibilities there.
Yeah, I can see that too. Thanks for joining us, Johnny. Enjoyed it. And stay on it, Wayne. We know you will. And take a little time off.
I will try to do that. Thanks, Corzo. Right. Appreciate it.
The great John Krasinski of The Athletic. You know, one thing, like I said, I'm still curious as to how much money Lori and A-Rod have. You know, look, they have a lot of money. Lori's got a lot of money. But
if you have people.
But you know, they said right now if all everybody re-ups the way it is, they're going to have a $91 million, you know, tax next year. So, you know, if I had the kind of money they had, I would be paying the tax because I'd want to win. But that's maybe why I don't have that kind of money.
You know, well, because their investors want to pay the tax, too. Yeah, that's the question. Exactly, it's not just the two of them.
Exactly what it is. When we come back next hour, we're going to do a little thing called What's Up with Trump?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.